we're talking about that. What's the point of Sienna's diet she's on? You got this big Cabo trip and you want to look, what'd you say, snatched?
Snatched.
And you look, all the stuff you're doing, no sugar, no carbs, all the stuff, not only was supposed to make you look snatched, but also clear your skin, you said?
Yeah, clear my skin, because as of like the last 2 weeks I've been on this diet, my skin has been breaking out horribly, and I have like suffered dramatic, I don't know. I have experienced acne in the past, and these past 2 weeks I've just been rocking pimple patches. And
how many rocking?
Right now, just one. So I do have one on my face right now, but it's a mass. It's a meteor on my freaking face. So
a meteor?
Your skin is missing that sugar.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe your
skin's having
like,
withdrawals.
Where the hell's my Fruit Loops?
Where's my little sweet treat after dinner?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at over there?
Because you called your pimple patch a meteor.
Self awareness is key. I know how massive it is.
I'll be honest, your skin looks fine.
I know. That's
Thank you.
Is someone going to say it? Like, it looks great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. However, when you're dealing with it on your own, it's always like in the back of my mind. So when you guys are talking to me, all I'm thinking is they're staring at my zit. That's all I'm thinking about.
I didn't even know you had one.
Brother,
to be honest.
I know. When women make fun of themselves, it actually is kind of funny. But like saying that you have a meteor on your face, like you guys have these such specific things.
Literally, Sienna, on everything, you walked in like, what a cool Mexico jersey you have on. They're like, oh, that's a dope hat. I was like, oh, look at little skinny ass Sienna walking through. Did you see the zit though?
No.
Didn't even notice that until you pointed it out.
That's how it goes. That's how my brain works. And I'm sure there's ladies out there who can relate to me, please.
Insecure creatures, stop it. You're beautiful.
They see my fat zit, my meteor zit.
You are, if you're listening, this is your sign. You're beautiful. Stop trying to prove your point.
Yeah.
What is the point of this diet then? Are you going to jump off it? You're like, the hell with it. I'm going to take two Snickers to the head later on. What are we doing?
There's a part of me that wants to. I mean, Mexico's playing tonight, so why not just pound a beer, take in the carbs, have my little sweet treat, eat a flour tortilla.
There you go. Quesadillas on Sienna later
on. Hell yeah.
All right. So we're asking you, like, what is the point of something you're doing? Not just diets, anything. JD had chimed in, like, what's the point of making schedules? Because you make schedules, you live by your calendar, and a lot of people just cancel out or they don't abide by them.
Yeah, no repercussions. We need friendship fees. It's like a $20 deposit. You want to hang out, $20. Yeah. And if you don't hang out, then I get it.
Yeah.
What's the
point? Okay.
Yeah. What?
I'm like, dang, having to pay you just because I canceled on you is kind of wild.
Don't do it.
You would owe him $1,000. Sienna's always canceling out on JD.
Yeah, I'm not on that one. I'm good.
All right, 602.
805.
101. Let's tap in with Gabriel Phoenix. Gabriel, what's the point on...
Well, my girl was like, you need to get in shape. You need to take care of yourself because, you know, you need to love yourself and all this stuff. So I'm like, you know what? You're right. I do need to do that. I kind of look like a slob, but, you know, like... Maybe start acting like an adult, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I start working out. I just ended up keeping at it. I'm getting better and better, and I'm starting to look good. I'm starting to lose weight. I'm starting to feel good. And she cheated on me. Like, what was the point of me doing all that? And now we broke up.
How much weight did you lose?
52 pounds.
52 pounds?
Wow.
Oh, man. You were a tub.
Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah, no, I went hardcore. Maybe I didn't spend enough time with her now. I don't know, man. It's never happy.
So she encouraged you to go work out. You started looking good. You felt good. And she ended up cheating on you. And you basically did this for her.
Pretty much.
Do you know what the guy looks like who she cheated on you with?
Yeah, because what if he was chunky?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What the hell?
Tubbier.
I mean, I know the dude.
You know the guy?
Yeah, because I look better than him. Whatever.
Let me play devil's advocate. I don't condone cheating or anything, but did you spend too much time at the gym at this point? You're like, damn, like, I want my fat man back.
I mean, no, she definitely didn't want the fat version of me back, but, like, you know, maybe I spent too much time at the gym, but it was, like, her advice. So I don't know if she was just like, hey, you should be out of the house more. Maybe she's just making up the whole thing. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
So, I don't think I neglected her because she was just constantly unhappy with
right.
me. And I could always be doing something else, and then I do the thing, and then I got to do something else.
How much creatine are you on right now? Jesus Christ. You are amped up, man.
So amped up.
Put the Celsius down, brother.
We get it. You lost 52 pounds.
Hey, don't piss off Sienna.
Yeah, I know. You didn't lose words.
You wonder what I think it is, Joey? I think he was probably an inconvenience to eat with. You know, maybe your lady was just upset that you were eating all these salads while she wanted a ribeye.
She shouldn't cheat, though.
Yeah.
Not condoning cheating, by the way.
I'm like, you think that justifies cheating?
Right, gang?
Right? Well, I can tell you that she definitely wasn't losing weight herself, so.
Okay, no. Let's not do that.
Yeah, first I felt bad for you, but yeah.
I went there.
As he should. He got cheated on.
I was
going
to say, never mind.
Yeah, call her fat.
Yeah. You're right. I get one of those.
Unshun. Yeah, you're right. Reshun.
Yeah, while you were at the gym, she was at Popeye's. Can I get a 5-piece? Lady, we don't have one. Can you add one? Yeah. Are you resorting back to just eating bad, or are you sticking to the gym because...
Hell no. You know what? Like, she can have her karma and all that, but right. Like... That's the one thing I got out of this relationship. I got my act together.
Good.
Now I'm like trying to like think about school and stuff. And
right.
I don't know. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but it feels good to kind of take care of myself and
there you
be
go.
An adult because I'm kind of like a big kid, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
I would just
not,
suggest you.
Happy with me.
Hold on here. I just want to suggest you ease up on the pre-workout. I feel you're amped up. You're getting me anxiety talking to you, bro. If I were dating, I'd cheat on you like as soon as you hung up. You got to ease up on the pre-workout.
Oh, no, please don't.
I'm begging you.
Jesus. All right. Well, easy on the pre-workout and find yourself someone that loves working out just as much as you do. I think you'll be fine. Find yourself a little gym rat.
Yeah.
Gym rat.
Thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely. Hope she got fatter. With all due respect. All right. 602. 602.
805.
0101. All right. What's the point